B'metzia per kimel mishnaches. Yotzi lo shtus liayin. You take out a sixth of the wine. This is, the Rav says, if person is mafkid wine by somebody, and this guy that was holding on to it mixed his own wine with it, and his own pitchers of wine, jugs, absorb some of the wine. They absorb about a sixth of the wine. Rebida Omer Chomesh. Rebida says, it's more than that. You take off a fifth. And not that they were arguing, the Rav says, it's just that the earth that the jugs are made out of in the place of Rabbi Yehuda would absorb more than the earth that were made from the place in the Tanna Kamma. And that's why it was a larger shear, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but they weren't really arguing, it was just different metzias of the jugs. Yotzi lo shloshes lugin shemen lameya. When we deal with oil now, not wine, you take 3 lugin of oil for every 100. Logu mechza shmarim. Why is it 3? So it's 1.5 for the sediment. And logu mechza bela, and 1.5 for what gets absorbed into the oil container, the pitcher of oil, whatever they would use. The Rishash says the reason that you take off for sediment here, but not by wine, is because at least the sediment for wine is useful. You can use it to make other wine. But sediment for oil has mamish no use. It's garbage, so you take off of that. Im haya kankanim yishanim, ene motzi lo bela. And if they were older pitchers that were holding, older jugs that were holding the oil, then you don't take off anything, because once they're older jugs, they don't absorb anymore, because the recesses of the jug or pitcher are already filled with oil, or they don't absorb anymore. So therefore, you don't take off anything for that. So this is dealing with a pikadon. Even a person that sells refined oil, all the days of the year, when they would sell it, they wouldn't just, if a person had a lot of oil, he wouldn't just sell it, they would hold the buyer's oil, and whenever he would come to take, he would take. The seller can take off 1.5 for the shmarim, 1.5 out of the 100. Doesn't mean that he's selling it to him with the stipulation that he's selling him pure, refined olive oil, because he can't do that then. He has to sell him refined olive oil, the Rishonim learn, the Ritva learns. Rather, we're dealing with where he just sells him stam, and he happens to give him refined olive oil from the seller's oil. And in that case, he has a right to take off, and not give him the complete amount, to take off 1.5 lugin for the oil sediment that he would have, because he has a right to actually give him that sediment of 1.5, which in the end, the buyer would have 1.5 less oil, so he could just give it to him just that way without the sediment.